share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Many people are still skeptical of the vaccine and have not been registering for it as they are afraid of the side effects. Mirroring several countries such as our neighbor Singapore, the government has announced that they will be giving a large sum of money to those who are affected by the COVID-19 vaccination. The Ministry of Health Malaysia has issued a statement that says that any citizen or non-citizen who suffers adverse effects due to the COVID-19 vaccination will be eligible to receive monetary help from the government. RM50,000 will be given to those who experience severe side effects that result in a lengthy stay in the hospital. RM500,000 will be given to those who become disabled or dies due to the COVID-19 vaccination. The government has started an RM10 million fund for people who suffer severe side effects from COVID-19 vaccinations under Tabung Kumpulan Wong Amana Bantuan Benkana Negara, KWABBN, which is handled by NADMA. The money will only be given to the affected parties once the case is approved by three committees. They are Jawatankuasa Pharmacovigilance Kos Bagi Pamantawan Vaccine COVID-19 serves to observe and assess adverse events following immunization, AEFI, and safety issues concerning the COVID-19 vaccination. Jawatankuasa Technical Perubatan serves to identify if there is a causal relationship between the application and vaccination. The assessment will be done on a case-to-case basis based in the data received from Jawatankuasa Pharmacovigilance Kos Bagi Pamantawan Vaccine COVID-19. Jawatankuasa Induk Bantuan Kos Kawangan Kesan Mudarat Vaccine COVID-19 serves to approve the monetary aid based in the decision of the two prior committees. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments. Also read. Can I still get infected? Here's what you need to know about the COVID-19 vaccination. Source. CDCL Unsplash Source. Anna Schwetz L. Pexels. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.